Hello, everyone, and welcome to a special episode of FilmSack, where we watch along together with you an episode of a thing. Today's thing is The Twilight Zone, season 3, episode 8. It is called
A Good Life.
It's a Good Life. Why does this say episode 32? Hold on. I've screwed
something up. Oh, you went too far.
And Scott is joined by...
Yeah, I messed up. Brian
Ibbett.
Yeah, oh, Brian hi. Ibbett. Sorry, Brian Ibbett. Hello. Brian.
Sorry, I did a intro there. I mean, hi.
We can share it. Looks
That's
like
totally
we share
fine.
Our first name.
Brian Dunaway over there. Hi.
Oh hi.
And then Randy Jordan there. Hello.
I am doing fantastic. Thanks for asking.
That's wonderful.
It is the perfect time for us to watch our third episode of Twilight Zone on FilmSack.
Yeah.
The previous two were weird. We watched the airplane one and we watched the
20,000.
Witch Doctor.
Go ahead.
And so now we're going to watch my most memorable one, but I didn't choose this. Mm. Brian Dunaway chose this.
Yeah.
Because it was also one of the ones I remember the most and disturbed me greatly.
Yeah. It's also in the movie, isn't it? They tried to redo this one in the movie.
Yeah. And in the movie, the his blonde sister whose mouth is disappeared. Mm-hmm. This is the only trivia I really know about it. Mm. Is Sherry Curry from The Runaways.
Oh no way. Really?
Yeah. So not Joan Jett, not Lita Ford, but another runaway.
Wow. I wouldn't have known that. That's crazy.
Yeah. Also, this was well spoofed on The Simpsons as well.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So, yeah, it was the Treehouse of Horror thing, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Bart did
it. I have some really sketchy memories of this episode. I haven't seen it since I was a kid. For whatever reason, my parents let me watch The Twilight Zone way too young for me. And they were not the kind of parents who ever allowed that sort of like that cool parent thing that your friends did.
Yeah.
Like I would go over to Justin Madden's house to watch R-rated films when I was 12.
Right.
And not my house. Like, but for whatever reason, my parents had a blind spot on The Twilight Zone, and I think it was because it was in black and white.
Yeah, they
and
think it's my old.
Parents,
yeah.
My parents didn't know that it was inappropriate for a 10-year-old to watch something because it was in black and white. They figured it was rated G.
Yeah.
Right. So anyway, this episode, I know it freaked me out. I know that I... had nightmares about it and stuff. I haven't seen it since I was a little kid. So,
all right.
Cool. Well, have any of the three of you watched any of the new CBS All Access Twilight Zone?
Not yet.
No, I've not seen the new one yet.
Not yet.
Looking forward to it though.
I hear it's all right.
I haven't fired up the old torrent client. I shouldn't talk about that.
Yeah. Load that torrent. I mean, CBS All Access app and give it a shot. all right, so here's the deal. Y'all at home need to cue this thing up. So when you do, on your device, your desktop, wherever you're watching it, we're going to just start right at the very beginning at 0.00 seconds into the episode.
Black screen.
Season 8, episode 8, It's a Good Life. So once you're all queued up, pause this, come back, and then we'll count it down. All right, they've come back after they paused. And now we're going to count it down. And when I say go, that's when we're going to do it. Okay?
I have one quick question.
Yeah.
Does anybody else remember Twilight Zone episodes being a lot longer than 20?
Of course. Yes. Me too.
Yeah.
What's up with that? I'm looking at the timestamp and I'm just like, this is going to be over in 24 minutes.
The old black and white ones are 30 minutes long. The newer ones that they did on CBS in the 80s, early 90s.
Yeah.
We're an hour long.
Yeah. I remember that.
Well, plus we had like, there's like 6 minutes worth of commercials, right? Oh
yeah.
Yeah.
But
And I think Tales from the Dark Side and stuff like that, those were hour-long shows with three of these jammed in them.
Same with Outer Limits and all that stuff.
So you're saying my memory is of something else, and I'm just glomming
you're
it on to...
You're conflating your... Yes, exactly.
Yeah, here's the other thing you don't remember, Randy. Season 3 has 37 episodes.
Yeah, boy. They just like turned them out.
Yep. They were just left and right.
That's why there's no season 4 on Netflix.
I've got a lot of weird ideas.
That's a good point, Ibbett. There might not actually be a season 4 called season 4.
Right. We might get part of or half of this season, half of season 3 on Netflix is what was originally done as season 4 or later called season 4.
Yeah. Who knows?
But a 30-minute show wrap up is something you can only find in The Twilight Zone.
That's right. Actually, technically it'll be a full 32 minutes now, given everything we've done already here.
Okay.
So here we go. I'm going to count it down. 3, 2, 1, go, and then everyone will go. So here we go. In 3, 2, 1, go.
Okay. Just right. To let you know, you said go like 5 times after you said, next time I say go,
yeah.
Play. I'm like, I'm in the Twilight Zone.
I know. Oh, well, look at
look
this.
Look at that cone shaped nipple of Madonna's.
Oh, or is it incise it the other way? Is it going down?
Yeah, that's always the question.
Mm.
This is interesting. I don't get any audio, but whatever. I can read the text because I've got.
Yeah. You're not missing anything.
Nope.
I got these were horrible.
Oh, that was a different intro with the letters breaking up.
Yeah. It is different.
And hey, who's that guy?
And Rod Serling didn't used to come in at the very beginning. He used to come in after the setup.
Yeah, I don't.
Here in the beginning. I thought he did the setup.
I thought he did this too every time, didn't he?
No, there was like you'd see a little bit of the thing. And then once the first weirdness happened, then he would come in and say, this is a thing that you can only find in the Twilight.
Oh, look at
this. Why is he so creepy?
Idyllic freaking farmhouse.
No, what a jerk. He took away all the things.
Wait, ooh. They're telling us what happens before it happens?
No, it's just the setup.
Yeah, I mean, this kid's must have been wreaking havoc for a while now.
Yeah, it's pretty hot out today.
I got a fan.
That's an uncomfortable position to be looking up at Aunt Granny.
Yeah, I didn't like it.
What
Aunt
kind
Granny?
Of weird wicker chair is that? Game of Thrones style looking.
Game of wicker.
Yeah.
Jesus, sakes, no more.
Totally. Opie's not looking good.
Hey, look, Paul. Hey, Paul.
Hey, Paul.
Look at those eyebrows.
You don't
Let's
have
go down to
be
the fishing hole.
Paul anymore.
Is that where he keeps his bait?
Right.
By the way, nobody in here is alive. They're all dead.
Jeez.
Every one of them.
Can I get a Scott Trope alert?
I'll bet even
this
kid
confused.
I'll bet
this
that
kid was
dead.
From Lost in Space, but he always reminded me of Opie, of course.
Well, he's using his powers to close that gate.
Oh, he's a freaky looking kid.
Yeah, it's the it's
the bangs. It's the bangs.
It's the bangs.
Yeah, cut your hair like that, and you'll look like a freak too.
Is that car turned over?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, they explained it earlier. They said that made all the cars stop working.
In a previous episode,
if I stop working.
Right.
Yeah.
In a previous episode, Herbie the Love Bug tried to come save everybody in peak, but the monster stopped it.
Yeah, the kid was too strong.
He's so look at him, so Dorothy.
Yeah. Oh, look at his little cuffs on his jeans.
Mighty good. They are scared of this little monster.
I am too. I am scared of this little monster.
Kid's got a shit-eating grin, dude.
Yeah.
Right?
Chucky.
Let me see if that kid's alive.
Let's see if that kid's alive. Let's see it. Oh, yeah. Oh my gosh.
Billy Mumy's got to still be alive.
Wait, he made a gopher with three heads?
I thought it was this.
It looked like a snake. Oh, I guess he was just holding up the tail because special effects weren't what they were.
We can't show three.
Like, show the tail.
Whoa, what's he doing?
Gopher's like, thank God I have three heads. I'm dead. Thank God.
I mean, is this
what? So what came first? This or our fear of Thanos snapping us out?
So should the Avengers be walking around going, hey, it's real good that you did that, Thanos.
Yeah.
It's a mighty hot day.
A three-headed Spider-Man. That's great.
Yeah.
Just, I think we figured out what Endgame is going to be. That had to be one of the millions of eventualities that Doctor Strange witnessed was
right.
All the Avengers going, hey, that's really good that you did that, Thanos.
Bill Mummy, by the way, the kid is still with us. He's not that old. Born in 54.
Oh, wow.
So this is in the 60s. Was this the 60s? Oh, yeah, 61. Scott,
don't you love the idea of not having to make props because you could just wrap in brown paper? And...
Right. Wow, they get their groceries like I get my porno magazines.
Very nondescript brown paper bags.
Brown wrapper.
What's a magazine, Grandpa?
Yeah, no kidding.
It's something you pay $10 a month to Apple to read now.
I think what disturbed me the most, Randy, is seeing
the kind of internet you can take on a plane.
I think what disturbed me so much, Randy, in the back of the day was seeing adults act like this. It was so disturbing. Because you know how it was when you were a child and you saw your parents cry, it make you cry. If you saw your parents nervous, it make you nervous.
Yeah.
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 Yeah. Yeah, that's true.
But also, this is a story about something that was relatively new at the time that The Twilight Zone was being made, which was the idea of adults giving children way, way more leeway than, than before. Like, there had never been a generation that raised kids with any kind of empathy whatsoever. And so this is a story about that. This is about giving your laissez-faire parenting, right? And for me, this was just like the worst kind of fear, like it is of what that kid might do.
Yeah.
Like that kid was like every bully that I ever heard of, et cetera, et cetera.
Right. Plus they're playing off the idea that it's normally parents who scare everybody or have the power. And this power differential is completely flipped. And Amy needs to, she needs to go smoke more. Hey,
Anthony, could you maybe make some air conditioning?
Right.
Oh, don't zip her up. What are we doing there? Okay.
Right. You look like you're getting cold here, Grandma. Let me button you up. Oh, that's cold sweat, right?
Yeah. It's a little too much cleavage, Granny.
Cloris Leachman? That's Cloris Leachman.
Oh, is it really?
What?
That's Cloris Leachman. It's funny. I kind of thought from the mouth it was, but it's... Yeah. I thought Cloris Leachman always looked like she was 68 years old.
So this is right? Cloris Leachman at 30.
Huh.
I love her. And she is alive, so I take it all back. There are two people alive.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no. Didn't she already do those buttons?
She did, but Grandma unbuttoned them. She's like, ah, it's hot. And then she's like, button them back up.
I can't let my boys not get out in the sun.
That's like the worst fake smile ever.
Well, what great
Cersei Lannister fake smile.
Yeah.
Is that Dan Hollis? I'm trying to figure who that is. Don
Kiefer. So you're watching me, huh, son? That's great. That's swell.
Oh, my gosh. That guy lived to be 98. Mm. He just died.
Hmm.
90.
So Anthony finally got. All right.
Finally got him.
It's a good life. It's a great life.
Yeah. Aunt Amy dead. She was 92. Everyone's lived forever in this production.
Oh, doggone if you didn't, buddy. So how many days could you guys survive being nice to this kid? Like about 2 days?
I seriously think that there's somebody who could kind of sneak up behind him and just bop him on the head.
That's what I think too.
Yeah. Yeah. He's a kid. I mean, come on. He's not. Right.
And he can't.
I have some pretty big emotional swings, and sometimes I just don't care. And I'm like, right. You're like, kill me. Kill me. I don't care. Do it.
Yeah, right. Exactly. You know what? Death is better than having to suck up to your stupid ass every day.
Yeah. Ew, he's a freaky kid.
Because you're a little shit.
You killed him. We just finally buried him.
You snapped him.
It's kind of like the problem child kid that John Ritter movie.
Oh, yeah. I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, John Ritter.
That's a bad movie.
It really is.
Oh, yeah. I like John Ritter, but that movie sucked.
It was so hard to watch. Well,
yeah. Oh, that's right. He wishes people away to the cornfield.
Oh, I forgot
about that.
So if they get wished into the cornfield, they're out in the cornfield still.
Oh, there's a reveal.
Okay, I don't remember.
I think.
I don't remember how any of this works. Man, suspenders need to make a comeback. Are we ready?
Dude.
We need some way of getting those pants up.
A week ago, I got dressed up to go out for a fancy night, and I put on my and that was my favorite part of the whole outfit. I was trying to take my jacket off every chance I got.
Yeah, those
look at these, buddy.
Did you tuck your thumbs up under your suspenders and stretch them out? And gosh, go, yep, yes. Yep, hot enough for you?
Oh, gosh, yeah. You can't not do that.
Yeah. It's impossible to resist.
Yeah.
I like it just swell, Billy. Anthony.
Yeah, you could probably just get a sniper rifle and take this kid out.
Right.
From a distance where he can't hear you.
Gosh, I'm sure glad they told us in the subtitles a dog barked.
I haven't said.
I guess
no, but these are
deaf.
The best subtitle fonts I've ever seen.
Yeah, I can read them.
Yeah. They're not like Monaco or whatever. These are like a nice little Helvetica bold.
And by the way, the transfer here is great.
Yeah.
This looks real good.
They kept really good care of the film on this.
Yeah.
I'll have to take a look. I actually do have the Blu-ray. Tina's parents got me the Blu-ray collection of all the Twilight Zone.
Really?
And I'll have to look and see what the story is with season 4, if it's, you know, what the season breakdown is.
Twinkle, 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 twinkle.
Did he just kill the dog?
Yeah, he just wished him away. Sometimes I wish I could go in my backyard and do that to the neighbor's dog. You're a bad dog.
All right, you little shit.
The painting in that window frame was the worst.
Isn't it wonderful, honey? He put him in the cornfield.
I love her. It makes me want to watch Raising Hope again. She's so good in that.
Oh, she's so great in that. Yeah.
It's amazing.
Taking
he's sitting on the toilet.
Exactly. It's like he's doing taking like shit.
A strange place for a toilet, but
yeah,
here we are.
This is our favorite movie, Anthony.
Everyone is so good. Sweaty. Is that part of the deal? Is that he won't turn any heat on or AC on or anything?
No, it's just a hot season. Okay. But
it's a hot Anthony,
watching, well, he's watching Roland Emmerich's Godzilla.
Yeah.
Oh, this is so wonderful.
This is so good.
Oh, it's so bloody.
Yeah.
So. Did they already cut all the electricity, right? And so he's like just generating this?
I guess.
No, this is totally anachronistic and this makes no sense.
Okay. That's how my dad controlled the TV too.
Yeah. Clap on.
Clap off.
That's hope all. I enjoy TV.
That's all there is. Oh, look at that guy. He's such a milk toast.
Huh. Is that a record?
Anthony knows what it is.
Right. It's a picture of the cornfield. Am I going to the cornfield?
It says, you are here. Is that where I am?
I haven't heard Perry Como in years. It doesn't make sense, though, because it has to be in this town to start.
Yeah.
Oh, no. I bet that kid doesn't care for Perry Como.
Mm. No, Perry Como's in the cornfield.
How can you get new music in Peaksville?
He's the...
this is how...
His birthday? It's the old guy's birthday. That guy.
Yeah.
This is like every parent how they feel about watching Disney movies when their kids are like 6. Can we watch something else? Anything?
This is all the TV there is.
It's not TV, it's HBO.
Oh yes, it's good.
It's
not wonderful. Freaked out your family would be if you just said this about everything.
Yeah.
I am freaked out right now. Yeah, this moment.
It's good that you stopped the toilet up. It's good.
Yeah, I was gonna say,
sing, Pat Riley.
Cloris Leachman was 46 when she was on Mary Tyler Moore Show.
Oh wow!
So she's 30 here. That's crazy. 61, yeah.
Howdy.
It'd be real, real good.
Uh-oh. You allowed to drink in Anthony Lane? Okay.
But what if I play it wrong?
Are you allowed to drink in Anthony Land?
Yeah,
I like it. Man, these are simple people.
We've got to be.
Do you like it, Anthony?
Don't you dare sing. Don't you dare.
She's going to sing.
Don't you dare do it.
Oh, shit. Oh, Drinky Bill over there.
Oh, no.
Oh. Apparently.
Uh-oh. He's still going to the cornfield.
The sound was like a bunch of stuff breaking, and then we see it, and nothing broke.
Yeah.
Right.
We see he's still clanking over there. You idiot.
Best way to deal with this is get really drunk.
Yeah, exactly.
Hello, look at me.
Tapping on the glass. Anthony, come out and play.
Play.
Look at me.
Just drink from the bottle, Bill. Or Dan?
Yeah, or Dan. Is peach brandy a thing?
Yeah, of course. Sure.
No, I don't drink.
Looks like he's drinking apple juice, though.
Yeah.
Urine.
Oh, he's going to say something.
Oh, Dan's had just about enough of this.
Yeah.
We do need a red shirt to really show what Billy can do, or Anthony can do.
I believe we're about to see Dan get banished to the cornfield.
Yeah.
Wow, he is not laying off either, boy.
Nope.
Why has he even got a cup?
Right, that's what I'm saying. Just tip the bottle.
I'm going to listen to some Como.
What the hell? And
I just drank it all.
He's such a, hey everybody, I'm here for the party. He's just the biggest milky toasty looking dude.
He totally is, yeah.
Oh,
you're interrupting Moonglow.
We'll keep hogging it then, Dan.
Right.
Oh, shit.
Right.
There was a crash.
Oh, Dan.
Oh, boy. Cloris, get in there. Run interference.
Anthony's taking it pretty well so far.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's being pretty patient.
I mean, he got fed up really quick at the first clanking, and this isn't getting him all jarred up.
Does Anthony ever take a nap?
Right?
Yeah, see, he's got to go to sleep sometime. Just snuff him out.
Getting a little frisky there.
I want to go up to the cornfield.
Oh my gosh, that woman. Lick the sweat from
that's
my
not
brow.
Gonna help you, buddy.
No, it's not gonna help.
This is freaking me out.
It's so, man.
It's so stressful.
Much.
This is so stressful for a 50-year-old TV show.
Yep.
Oh, are you kidding me? My favorite lamp.
You know what?
Remember,
closer to 60.
All they have is candlelight. So
yeah, gas. Yeah,
right.
Woman crying. I would say, why is a woman crying?
That's not the words.
No.
Nope.
That's why he's getting sent to the cornfield.
Yeah. The skies are gray. Boom, you're gone.
You dare, don't you dare try to send me to the cornfield. Don't you do it. Don't you even. Blip.
Send me to the cornfield.
I mean, if you know you're, if you're just going to go ahead and poke the dragon, like, try and tackle the kid.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, Aunt,
uh-oh, Grandma.
Aunt Frieda's going to do it.
Oh. Man, man.
He's a weird looking adult, this kid now.
Billy Mummy is?
Yeah.
You know what he looks like here? He looks like that marionette puppet that was on Pee-wee's Playhouse.
Oh, a little bit.
Oh, yeah.
A little redhead tough tough puppet.
Yeah, the bully puppet.
Yeah.
So much spit. That's acting. That's just... What?
Me?
Me?
I'm going to put my finger at you.
Oh, that's right. He did him worse. He turned him into the back of the box. I forgot about that.
Oh, right.
We
see it's like the three-headed badger. We can't really see the whole thing.
To the cornfield.
Please wish it to the cornfield. I don't want to see this.
It is the, I mean, it's got to be one of the reasons they did this for the movie is so that they could redo it and actually do special effects in it.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's right, Anthony. You did good, Anthony.
Yeah. Playing music, Pat. Sweaty Pat, that's his new name.
What you did.
I know, exactly.
Hey, Sweaty Pat, play us a song.
Towel your hands off, your clammy hands, and play some music.
Clammy Pat.
Why are they wearing so much clothes and sweating?
It's a good thing they're wearing so much clothes.
Shut up, Aunt. Uh-oh.
Oh,
don't
geez.
Pontificate.
Did you not see what happened to Dan?
Isn't it impossible for your brain to... You can't force your brain into thinking only good thoughts about the kid.
Yeah.
So if he's reading your mind, you're screwed no matter what.
Right, right.
Look, he's lost it.
Yeah, Dad's out of it. Right. Oh, no. Oh, yeah, now you're cold? Is that your deal?
Oh, it's snowing. What?
That's the best snow.
You little shit, come here. Oh.
Come here, you little peebus. Don't read his mind. You'll see he's full of shit.
No comment here.
Yeah, I wonder if they couldn't do this episode without the narration at the beginning.
Right.
Yeah, they... Yeah.
Oh, I thought they showed the cornfield.
Oh, no, they don't get the money, dude.
That must be... That also must have been in the movie.
Plus, they had that sweet freaking marionette guy going back and forth for a second.
Right.
I loved it.
There's the cornfield.
Yeah. That's real good. Oh, yeah. I enjoyed that.
That's real good, cornfield. That's real good. That was a real good episode, Anthony.
Yeah,
real good.
You really don't get any resolution, though, on cornfield or people that have been banished there or any of that stuff.
I think it's good resolution. I think the best resolution.
Good resolution.
Just
yeah.
Kind of keep
it
hanging.
Best resolution. Oh, my God. We just...
And they don't have any... I mean, is there a single Twilight Zone episode that ended happily? Like, it never does. It's always supposed to be kind of cliffhangery and crappy and
right,
which is what made it unique, I guess. It's certainly in its day, but yeah, this thing's 60 something years old. Not this episode, but the show. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh my Lord. Well, all right then. There you go. While you heard this, we had a fun time in Vegas. So we'll be back. What if something really sucks? Like Brian's stratosphere jump goes bad or something.
Goes awry.
Yeah. Oh, this is going to not hold up well.
Well, you probably won't post this episode.
No, right? You're going to make a good point. If it doesn't go well, I'm not posting this. But yeah.
Item, actually.
But we'll be back for sure with a brand new episode coming soon. Do we know what our next movie is, Randy? Do you have that handy?
Nope. We'll tell you about it on Twitter.
Nervous. Okay.
Yeah, we're a little nervous. A little far in advance there for...
I want Rain of Fire is what I'm want. I want Rain of Fire real bad.
Or Red Dawn.
Ooh. I'd go either way. And it's the old Red Dawn, not the old Thor. Red Dawn. Yeah. The one with Thor in it's pretty bad. But the old one
Never saw either of them.
Well,
really?
Really? You'll love Red Dawn. Red Dawn's
I know there's
great.
Some whole Wolverines or something like that in there, and that's all I know. There's no actual Wolverines.
There's no Wolverine. Right. Yeah. Actual Logan Wolverine is not in that movie, sadly. But in the meantime, check us out on FilmSack. This is where this will be and everything else will be until we see you again next time. So for me, for Brian, and for Randy.
Uh-huh.
Real good.
I'm sorry, I'm just agreeing. I'm agreeing here.
That was a good one. Just like a Saturday night at Ibbitt's house.